Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I talk about how I love the Gen Zs, the Zoomers, as the boomers call them, and I love the millennials because they're some of the smartest, most practical generations. I don't know what's going to happen with Generation Alpha. Generation Alpha, I don't think really has a name yet. They're the ones who were born after 2010, and his first toy was a cell phone. So I'm not really sure. First toy was like a smartphone. Not really sure where they're going to go and what they're going to be. They have huge potential, but it's just still too early because they're only about 10 years old right now. But the Zoomers, the Zs, they're in college now. And these kids are kids of Xers and boomers. Some boomers have had some Zs. But my kids are Gen Zs. And even though I've seen them do stupid, you know, and I'm like, really, you don't put metal in the microwave. Okay, what the heck are you doing? That's stupid. I'll just call it. I remember as a parent, you were told never tell your kid he's stupid or he's doing. I don't call my kid stupid. I just tell him that he do stupid. All right? I go, that's stupid. All right? You're being stupid. What the hell? Sorry, Mom. It's ridiculous. All right. But anyway, I'm going to talk straight to my kids. If they're being stupid and doing stupid, they're doing stupid. But I got to tell you, man, they're smart. These kids are smart. So apparently, college students at BYU, Idaho, have figured out that they can make some change. They can make some bucks. They can make up to $200 per plasma donation for COVID-19. There's tons of places out there that are willing to pay $200 if you've had COVID and have antibodies. Some good money. The problem is the average young kid and the average Zoomer didn't really get COVID. It's kind of an old person thing, senior thing, boomer, traditionalist thing in the spring. So apparently some of these college students are like, well, then I'll just get it. If I could be making bank, why not get COVID and then give my antibodies? I could be making money. And now you guys are going, okay, well, Dahlia, that's not really smart of Zoomers. Okay, that's not a smart thing to do. No, but that, you know, I'm not saying getting a virus, right, is the smart aspect of it. Is the ingenuity of, I'm not in college right now, or if I am, I don't know what my degree is going to be in. I can be making money now. There's money to be made. And I'm young and I'm vibrant. Also, I don't know what it's like to donate semen. I know there's a lot of people that give sperm, you know, donations and things like that. That's got to be exhausting. And I believe people are giving plasma pretty often. Multiple times a month. Not sure how that works. I'm not a dude. So I'm not sure how that works with sperm donations. So my guess is the young people kind of just know where all the, you know, jobs are. And they're kind of figuring out that, you know what, this might be a little easier way to make some bank. The problem is BYU Idaho is mad. Apparently, they've released statements. Apparently, some kids got busted twice. They don't want their students getting COVID-19. They don't want campus to be closed indefinitely. I think their campus is open. But bring them young University of Idaho officials. Because now BYU has, they have a school in Idaho. So not only are they in Provo, or not only are they in Salt Lake City, but they also have, you know, a school in Idaho. And so they have warned students that they are going to be suspended or permanently dismissed if they're, you know, hustling on the side their COVID antibodies. Now, it's not that they're anti-convalescent plasma. It's they don't want a bunch of kids having COVID on campus. So they said the contraction and spread of COVID-19 is not a light matter. It's going to BYU. Reckless disregard for health and safety will inevitably lead to additional illness and loss of life in our community. As BYU Idaho previously cautioned, if recent trends in Idaho and Madison County continue, the university may be forced to move to a fully remote instructional model. We urge all members of the campus community to act respectfully and responsibly by observing all public health and university protocols and placing the well-being of others. Now, I bring this up because, wow, I've been seeing emails from schools that parents are getting. If you thought there was any sort of fascism or dictatorship with your particular governor or your president or whatever, you haven't seen nothing until you see what's coming out of these schools. These schools are just outright threatening. You know, there's been some homecoming parties. We got Halloween coming up. And all of a sudden, the schools come out. And remember, schools aren't democratic. There's no democracy in a school. Yeah, you think you got student government. But schools are as fascist as they come. I mean, if your teacher says papers due, you can't negotiate the papers due. You don't do the paper, you fail. Same thing with the test. Take the test. If you don't do the test, if you don't take your test, if you don't do it the way they like, you fail. If you want a degree from that university, you follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, you're out. Now, maybe you're not thrown in jail. Maybe you don't lose your life, thank God. But the whole setup, the whole system of academia is pretty dictatorial. You got the principal. You got the vice. Well, I was always in the vice principal's office. That's the guy that always did the busting. Principal got to look like the good guy, so he made vice, you know, do all the trouble. But you have deans. You have, they're the ones in charge. You know, you think faculty might vote and that. No. It's whatever somebody wants, that's the way it is. So students are kind of at the mercy of whatever the faculty or their principal wants or demands. And so if you do have students going, but look, I want to make some money. I mean, I can't work at the local Capriotti's or whatever because they might be closed or shut down because of, I don't know, restrictions. You can't tell people that they can't work. Now, mind you, this is ridiculous trying to get COVID on purpose, especially as we're going to talk about it could sit in the eyes, it could sit in the ears and all that. But it's just interesting to see how schools are trying to protect their community, trying to prevent them having to close down. Because, I mean, they will kick you out, hands down, for getting COVID. Keep an eye on that. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the debate that was supposed to happen tonight ain't happening, right? Because there were concerns about President Trump being contagious. And not healthy enough, and Joe Biden being 77, you know, he doesn't want to get exposed. And I wouldn't have advised, honestly, you know, that sort of debate. You know, just the optics of somebody getting sick and ill that close to the election and it getting blamed on one versus the other. You know, it just didn't make sense. But what does kind of make sense is the town halls are going to go on. It's just not going to be debate style. So Joe Biden will still have his town hall. So President Trump will too. Biden is going to do one in Philly, and it's going to be hosted by ABC News. Trump is going to do one in Miami, and it's going to be hosted by NBC. So these town halls that are going to occur tomorrow night are going to replace the second presidential debate. Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay, who's playing football? Hold on. Hold on, let me look that up. I know, I just thought of that. Okay, I watch football Thursday night. All right, hold on a second. Okay, let's see who's playing. Thursday night football, almost there. I can't believe I didn't even look this up because I'm like ready to say, I kind of want to watch this. It's just you won't be able to watch both. Oh, it's the Chiefs versus the Bills. You know what? The Chiefs have lost. I've lost my, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch. Yeah, I like the Chiefs, but now, okay, so tomorrow night's supposed to be the Chiefs versus the Bills. So some people are going to be watching Trump's. Others are going to be watching Biden's. And I think people might be a little grumpy that they can't see both at the same time. But these two candidates need to get their point across. They want to get it unsullied and, you know, they want it unfiltered. And so I guess doing a town hall where you're not going to expose the other candidate might, you know, keep you out of trouble. The problem with the town hall is you still have to, I mean, a true town hall is where you're, you know, really speaking to the public. You're not up on a podium, on a stage. I mean, you are basically at the same elevation level as physically, you know, as your audience. And you do that because somebody stands up, maybe 55-year-old Marianne, going, you know, President Trump or, you know, Joe, Vice President Biden, you know, can you please explain where education goes from here? And they're like, you know, Marianne, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, they're like feet away. They're just like, you know, they're like, you know, gosh, you know, it's like where you're all kind of sitting there, like, you know, like having a church meeting. It's supposed to have that sort of feel. Not sure how that's going to go, because like I said, some people might have the ick factor when it comes to, you know, gosh, you know, he just had COVID. But I got to tell you know, watching Donald Trump with the previous Florida speech that he gave, I think people would have just rushed up and kissed him on the mouth. People love President Trump. And I don't think people care about the COVID. In fact, there's probably people there going, I'll take his COVID. I mean, people love Trump. You're not seeing that love with Joe Biden. Again, Joe Biden's momentum is people hate Trump. There are people out there that hate Trump. Now, I don't get the hate. I might not have been a fan of, you know, Obamacare and some of President Obama's decisions while in office. But, I mean, I don't hate the guy. I mean, you know, there are people they just hate. Same thing with Joe Biden. You don't really see a lot of people hate Joe Biden. Now, mind you, he does have some issues that, you know, are making people mad. And I'm sure if there were any women who believe that he assaulted them, they probably hate him. But you don't see generally this consensus of people hating him. He kind of has this, I'm a nice guy, I'm older, I'm, you know, I'm still with it and hip. And, you know, he kind of has this attitude where, you know, you just, you know, Donald Trump is very polarizing. So you either really, really love him or you really, really hate him. And that passion might be what, you know, gets him through to another presidency. Joe Biden isn't as likable as he needs to be. And he is riding on, hopefully, so many people hate Trump that they'll vote him in. So the town halls are going to replace the second presidential debate, scheduled to be town hall style format in Miami Thursday evening. President Trump did not want to do a virtual debate. I don't know if I agreed with him 100%. I still think I would like to see a back and forth, you know, virtually with him and Joe Biden, but it just, you know, he wanted to be in person. Joe Biden's team didn't want it. Plus, it really doesn't do Joe Biden very well because Joe Biden really doesn't get a word in, and he doesn't seem to debate well against President Trump. And it kind of stinks because I think that's what everybody wanted to see. Everybody kind of wanted to see how Joe Biden could hold up. And it's just not happening. Not this time around. Next week it might. From what we understand, next week's debate should go on. But for the NBC event, it's going to be hosted by Samantha Guthrie. The network said on Wednesday it's going to give independent assurances that the president was no longer contagious. including the blessing of Dr. Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci is the top expert on infectious disease. President Trump's personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said Trump, who was announced to have had the virus October 2nd, was no longer infectious. NBC News, however, cited a statement by Dr. Clifford Lane, clinical director at the National Institutes of Health, indicated that he and Dr. Fauci had reviewed the president's recent medical data, including a PCR test collected and analyzed by the NIH, and they have concluded with a high degree of confidence that the president is not shedding infectious virus. So an antigen test might still be positive for weeks after. But they looked for actual active genetic material using a PCR test. And apparently they're saying, no, he's not actively shedding the virus. Now, I know many of you have kind of told me that people come back to work and they're coughing and it makes you nervous if they're coughing. And I think right now everybody's anti-cough, everybody's anti-sneeze, and they don't want anybody sneezing or coughing on them. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's anti. I mean, you know, somebody coughs and sneezes, I'm like, you know, bless you. But, you know, people kind of got the heebie-jeebies. And, you know, Trump looks like he didn't have one cough during his last speech in Florida. But if he did start to cough, you know, people are going to kind of jump on that or kind of, you know, feel off. So Guthrie and Trump, so Guthrie's the one that's going to kind of be moderating it, will be at least 12 feet apart from one another. And the audience, according to the network, the audience will be socially distanced and will be required to wear face masks. Every NBC News staffer will be tested for COVID on site, on the ground in Miami. Trump's town hall will be simulcast on MSNBC and CNBC. So he might actually get a higher Nielsen rating than Biden's town hall. Biden's town hall is only going to air on, I believe, ABC. So this will allow him, obviously, some bragging rights. And, you know, I don't really foresee a lot of people watching Joe Biden's because the people that don't like Trump are going to watch Trump's to see what he says. I mean, everybody wants to kind of jump on everything he says. So Joe Biden's hope to do a town hall to get the word out, unfortunately, he just got hijacked by President Trump wanting to do his sort of, town hall at the same time. Now, I keep getting asked, you know, is President Trump okay with being out there with Sean Conley, right? Yeah. The CDC said 10 days you can go back to work if you're feeling better, having had active COVID. If you had severe COVID, it would be longer. But it's debatable how severe the president's was. If he went into the hospital as a formality and to play it safe, which I supported, I agree he should have gone to Walter Reed 100%, that doesn't necessarily mean he was severe. It means that they wanted to, you know, but, you know, they did give him IV medication and they did, you know, kind of give him the protocol we give to hospitalized patients. So it is kind of debatable whether the 10 days was okay. But if they tested him and he's not contagious, it's technically okay. Now, Joe Biden apparently is going to be getting some heat. Apparently, some emails have been released showing pictures of his son, Hunter. I think he's in a bathtub or whatever. And in these emails, Hunter Biden have basically discussed his being thanked for an executive at a gas company, a Ukrainian gas firm, for being able to meet his father and Joe Biden. Now, Hunter Biden apparently introduced his father to an advisor at the Ukrainian gas firm before the vice president lobbied for the firing of a prosecutor who had investigated the company. And this is apparently a trove of emails that was obtained from Hunter's laptop and revealed by Rudy Giuliani. So Burisma advisor Vadim Pozarsky thanked Hunter Biden for an opportunity to meet his father in an email in 2015. So when Joe Biden basically said, nah, never happened, he just got caught in a lie. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing another round of questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans' goal is to get Barrett confirmed before the presidential election.
As a matter of law, the Supreme Court may have the final word, but the Supreme Court lacks control over what happens after that. The Supreme Court and any federal court has no power, no force, and no will. So it relies on the other branches to react to its judgments accordingly.
President Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally in Iowa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning in Michigan this afternoon, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hillary Clinton's emails being released in no way violates federal law. Pompeo telling reporters releasing the emails is about transparency.
We'll continue to do the right thing. We'll make sure that all these emails get to the right place, and we will do everything we can to make sure that the American people get a chance to see as much as we can equitably produce.
Pompeo not saying exactly when the emails will be released. Joe Biden's campaign is pumping millions of dollars in advertising into the Texas airwaves, and the 538 polling average shows President Trump leading Biden by only 1.4 points. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke telling CNN Texas is in play.
Texas can happen. You see Joe Biden spending more money in this state than any Democratic nominee ever has, and he's not doing it out of charity. He's doing it because he knows he can win. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was in El Paso and Houston and Dallas yesterday.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So there's another gentleman that has apparently reported that he's gone deaf after COVID. Remember we talked about a young mom? Now we have another gentleman who apparently needs, I believe, hearing aids because COVID, had a COVID infection, apparently affected his ear. Another study has come out yesterday saying, yeah, we know COVID causes conjunctivitis, pink eye. We know COVID can infect the eye. We know COVID could be shed out of the eye or come into the eye. But this latest study found COVID to hang out in the eye, and not just the cornea, the outer layer that hurts when you touch it, but also the kind of the conjunctiva, the layer over the white that you see. as well as the vitreous, the jelly that makes your eyeball soft. When they looked at postmortem samples, apparently these were organ donors that had to be screened, and they were disqualified for a variety of reasons, some of which COVID. So when the study authors took a look and took samples, they found that even though the patient died, there was COVID in their eyes. Now, I'm not sure how many days or how many weeks. I need to kind of look a little deeper into that study, and I don't think from what I read it said so. I have to read it. It was kind of interesting. It wasn't like in a journal format. It was kind of written almost like the way you see depositions with the numbers, and it was just kind of a weird kind of format. So I didn't pick up on how many days dead these organ donors were that had COVID. But, again, I wouldn't be surprised if it was, you know, within days or weeks. But when you hear that COVID hangs out in the eyes, the reason why I found that very intriguing is because remember with Ebola, we had some Americans either through Doctors Without Borders or doing some sort of humanitarian mission when it came to Ebola, would get their Ebola back again a year later. One woman was in the UK, and I think one was in America. And what happened is their eyes started bothering them. And they had a major, major eye infection. And the doctor gave them eye drops, you know, maybe some gentamicin eye drops or some ofloxacin or something, right, just to kind of, you know, deal with like a bacterial eye infection. And it didn't go away. And they found out that 1 year after their Ebola infection, it decided to come out in their eye. So when I hear COVID post-mortem in dead people in the eye, not that they can see dead people, but when I hear that dead individuals, whether they died from COVID or not or whatever, had COVID present within their eye, that to me means this is a virus that is going to be like the type of hiding out, staying dormant virus that we see with hepatitis, that we see with herpes, that we see with varicella, chickenpox, that we see with Ebola. And I don't like that. I don't like that. I want a virus, like rhinovirus or whatever, that infects you, makes you sneeze, makes you cough, maybe like some enteroviruses, you get the poops, you're done in 3 days, you're back at work and you're good. I don't like hearing that it can hide out in the eye, that it can hide out in the ear. I don't like hearing that people can't smell or can't taste for days or weeks after. That bothers me. Now, I know we were just talking about President Trump. Technically, he's been found through PCR testing to not be infectious. He's going to go through with the town hall tomorrow. I believe that. I believe that the infectivity might go down because, you know, when you get the chicken pox and you get over the chicken pox and the chicken pox decides to hide out in a dermatome or nerve level, you're not really infectious. I mean, I got the chickenpox as a kid. The chickenpox is hiding out, waiting to do a shingles sort of rash at any time I get stressed, which I'm kind of surprised it didn't come this year. If anybody was going to get their shingles, it should have been this year. But I'm not contagious. I can't really give you chickenpox. If I have a shingles outbreak and I have, let's say it's on my arm and I have like the pox, I could give that to you, to somebody who never had chickenpox. But I have the chickenpox, the virus is dormant, I'm not technically infectious now. That's what I think is going on with COVID. You get COVID, you're sick for a while, some people just a few days, some people weeks. Their infectivity goes down, but their symptoms might persist, or the virus might quiet down, saying, okay, all right, that remdesivir scared the hell out of me. Okay, I'm going to lay low, and it lays low. And when it lays low, it might not necessarily be infectious. It could be. People with herpes are infectious without having symptoms. You could have herpes. You could have type 2 herpes, type 1 herpes, and still spread it. You could still shed the virus. You could still shed hepatitis. So you still could be infectious, but we don't see that with chickenpox. We don't think we see that with Ebola. And maybe that's what's happening with COVID. So again, when I say, guys, you know, hold off getting a virus that you don't need just so you can sell your plasma, you know, not the best idea. Now, in other news, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Love Vegas. Oh, yeah, let me do the Trump dance. And I'm not going to do that. I hate that dance. This is my dance. So I live in Vegas, love Vegas, and we have the Encore Hotel. And the Encore is like a sister hotel to the Wynn. Steve Wynn, after all the drama that happened with Mirage and all that, he opened up some gorgeous hotels. You got the Wynn and Encore. I think he also did Treasure Island, but I forget if that was with the Mirage drama or not. But Encore is like, you know what? Can't do this. I know the city's starting to reopen. I know we might be able to have conventions, but it's just not worth us being open 7 days a week. So they're only going to be open 4 days a week. They're going to open Thursday after 2 p.m., I believe. Is that Thursday after 2? Yeah. And then they will close by noon on Monday. If their busy time is the weekends, and there's no conventions in town for them to be open on a Tuesday, people really aren't coming to shows. My guess is during the regular work week, not much is happening. Now, people think, well, yeah, people aren't working. Okay, they're going to come and gamble. I don't know if people drop and bank at these tables like they used to. One is there's plexiglass and all sorts of, you know, things that kind of don't make it very inviting. You know, what used to be really inviting about these tables is that it'd be crowded. You know, like there's nothing more exciting than a craps table where you have, yeah, you see all these people and, you know, you see alcohol flying all over the place and crowds around a craps table. We're not supposed to crowd. And I told you guys this. There's no way the table games are going to do as well because there's no action. There's no, and you know, you never sit down at a blackjack table with only one person playing. Doesn't work. You never win. You know, you just have to, and don't be one-on-one with the dealer. Never be one-on-one with the dealer. You kind of need other people there to kind of, you know, play around with the car, you know, kind of, you know, hopefully take the bust card from you so you don't bust. There's just there's a lot of nuances. You have to have other people when you gamble. You just don't do well when it's just you. So, you know, if you really don't have the average person on a Tuesday or Wednesday going to gamble, makes sense that the hotel's like, you know what, we're just going to close it open on the weekends. Now, I get a little nervous about that because that might be just very comfortable for the average business. If they're not seeing business 5 days a week, just open part-time. I'm seeing that with salons. I'm seeing that with lots of businesses. I'm seeing that with even with restaurants going, you wonder what? We'll just close down for lunch. We'll be open for dinner. Or you know what? We'll just open for lunch. Doesn't make sense to staff. You know, doesn't make sense to spend that kind of money on employees if you're not going to have the volume. Now, on one end, if you're already paying rent, you might as well be using your business. But it's not just about the rent. To staff a hotel and to staff a casino is expensive. And even if they close, they still have to have security and things like that. So my guess is that the sign of a Las Vegas hotel, remember, Las Vegas hotels and casinos are open 24/7. We're a 24/7 town. You aren't supposed to see something 24/7 close. It's eerie. Or it signifies that we're in some economic trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
For those of you guys that know Apple and iPhones and all that, maybe you can kind of answer this one for me. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Apple's new iPhones are not going to ship with the earbuds or wall chargers. They are trying to reduce the environmental impact of its phones. But then if the phone doesn't come with the earbuds or the wall chargers, is that a way for them to just make extra money because you have to buy it separately? I don't think I like this at all. I mean, my iPhone, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars it cost. I don't know if I have the 7. I think I have the 7. I don't know what I have. I think already Apple's on the iPhone 12. But they're saying that the iPhone 12 lineup is going to ship without the wall charger or the Lightning EarPods in the box. They want to reduce the phone's environmental impact. Well, that's nice. It will come with a USB-C to Lightning cable, but not necessarily the charger or the EarPods. Apple is also removing the accessories from its existing iPhone models going forward. That sounds like they want to make extra money. Now, they say it's not including a charger or earbuds in the iPhone 12 series on environmental grounds. It didn't include a charging brick with this year's Apple Watch models. The company says the move means it has to consume fewer raw materials for each iPhone sold. It also allows for a smaller retail box. I don't think most of us care. We want the full product if we're buying it. No box. I mean, you know, I like being environmentally friendly, but you're telling me I got to buy this stuff separately? Well, that's bullcrap. They say it allows for small retail box, which means 70% more units can fit on a single shipping pallet and reduce carbon emissions. That's nice. I want to reduce carbon emissions, but I want my goods. Overall, Apple estimates the changes will cut over 2 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually, the equivalent of removing 450,000 cars from the road each year. No, I don't buy that. I don't buy it. Because now I got to get my car on the road to go and buy a wall charger and to go and buy the EarPod. So my car is on the road. I'm carbon footprinting all over the store. And trust me, if I got to buy this stuff separately, I'm going to be carbon footprinting all over the place to get the stuff, to come back, and then it's going to have its own box. It's going to have a separate box. I don't know if I like it. They say earlier reports of the change have been met with outrage online. Some suggest it has more to do with increasing Apple's margins than decreasing shipping costs rather than protecting the environment. But Apple wants to say they have decreased e-waste. Apple is going to remove wall chargers and Lightning earbuds from the older iPhones in its lineup. So, they're only going to ship the phone and the Lightning cable. USB to Lightning cable. You're not going to get that charger, that square thing. Apple says there's already 700 million Lightning headphones out in the world, as well as 2 billion Apple power adapters, suggesting most people already have both accessories. They're saving money. Let me see what Apple stock did today. I think it dropped. I think Apple stock, I think people were ticked. They're like, what the hell is this? Apple dropped 0.53%. Yeah, it dropped a little. Yeah. All right, what's Walmart doing? Walmart's kind of trying to be creative. Black Friday is everybody's store's mecca. That is their saving weekend of the year. Christmas shopping is huge. But Black Friday gives the boost that many of these retailers need. This is going to be the first Black Friday where companies are screwed. They're not allowed to have hundreds of people line up outside. They're not allowed to have hundreds of people storm into their store grabbing things. They have to social distance with lines. If you try to social distance a Black Friday line at the nearby Walmart, that line will easily go into the next state. There is no way people are going to stand in a line that long. They're going to have to drive to the end of the line. So Walmart said it's going to have in-store Black Friday sales, but they're going to break them up into three different sales events. Again, I don't know how much that's going to work. I don't think a lot of people are going to be spending that much for Christmas, but the big box retailer is going to take safety precautions. They're going to have employees distribute sanitized shopping carts, limit the number of customers inside the store. Scott McCall, Executive Vice President and Chief Merchandising Officer for Walmart, said that the company wants to deliver on low prices, convenience, and safety, no matter how customers choose to shop. There's going to be in-store with deep discounts. Stores are going to open at 5 a.m. local time, not Thanksgiving Day. Customers have to line up single file before they enter. Stores will limit the number of people inside. Employees will distribute the sanitized shopping carts. They're going to be called health ambassadors. They're going to greet shoppers and remind them to put on a mask. Walmart is going to discourage crowds and try to have some people shift them and pivot them to online. The company is going to split up Black Friday into three different holiday sales events. They're going to stagger it throughout the month of November. Each will begin on its website, and then it'll hit stores a few days later. Customers can also pick up purchases at the store without stepping inside and doing a curbside pickup. By the way, a curbside pickup, okay, does worse for the environment than the Apple box. I'm not going to go into it anymore. I'm really ticked off right now at Apple. Scott McCall, we already talked about. He said, we've been very thoughtful as we planned this year's event. By spreading deals out across multiple days and making our hottest deals available online, we will expect the Black Friday experience in our stores to be safer and more manageable. So Black Friday event online is going to start November 4th and in stores November 7th. It's going to feature toys, electronics, home products. And I got to tell you something. I think I like that because I don't stand in line at Walmart because I don't want to get stampeded. Remember a security officer died a couple years ago? I think every year somebody dies during Black Friday because of a stampede. So I think it'd be pretty cool where we're all online and then right at 12 o'clock or whatever, we get to hit the button and then buy whatever TV or whatever. Because I never seem to get the sales. Usually by the time I walk into the store, I'm paying for something that was already jacked up in price 2 days earlier. Then November 7th, you're going to get toys, electronics, home. Oh, yeah. So it starts November 4th online, and then it'll be in store November 7th. Second event will be electronics like TVs, smartphones, computers, tablets. Some items from other merchandise categories will begin November 11th and in stores November 14th. And then a third event will be on November 25th and in stores November 27th. That's the same day as the Black Friday. So what they're doing is rather than Black Friday being the first day of huge deals, it's going to be the last of the, even though during Christmas time you'll still get to shop, but the super deals are going to be hitting earlier. So what Walmart has done, Walmart's always been very proactive. They started paying their employees more before the minimum wage went up. You know, they want to beat people to the punch. So if they could start their Black Friday November 4th as opposed to November 27th, that's how they'll do it. So it's smart. We're nervous about what's going to happen. I mean, you know, people have hoped that by the fall, jobs will improve. We need more hiring. Usually for Christmas time, we should see unemployment drop during this next fiscal quarter because of Christmas and all that. However, if many things are going virtually and you're not having a lot of the Christmas shows and the Christmas lights and things like that, you know, we might not see as much of a bump. But we definitely need people shopping. So, power to Walmart. I hope they make it work. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.